All right, you guys, we are back at it with our boring lives. And it's cold.
Still sad.
Still sad and cold.
Yeah, it's cold every time you open that fucking door.
It's taking a while to warm it back up in this muff.
Four doors, no horse.
What was the joke on that? Was like his handle? Four doors, no whores. He's like,
yes, that is my handle.
It's four doors
on Twitter or whatever the fuck he, what are they
four doors, about? More whores. That was his handle. Damn, that's kind of.
It's pretty cold. Clever.
It's cold, bro.
It's clever.
It's cold, bro.
You can't do like 12 bag of sand, you know?
One guy, five fingers.
One guy, five fingers? Where are they going to go? I don't know. It just depends. How sad am I?
You need the beer?
No, I just cracked one, I think.
Did you?
I mean, it's pretty fresh. It's got a lot of weight to it.
Is it hefty?
More weight than I would like, but I think I just opened it, so. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's not right. Probably like 5 beers.
12 beers.
Oh, I drank a 40 before I came here, so.
Did you?
Just me. Yeah. He figured I would. He's a little alky. A little closet alky. Oh, he's got liquid in it?
I knew there's one.
Yeah, put that full on the floor. It'll be cold here in a second. Yeah.
Best thing about being cold, the beer stay cold.
What was that guy we worked with? He'd go buy beer on his like lunch break. He's the best part. What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He'd go get it like on his lunch break. You know the best part about fucking winter is the beer stay cold. And I'm like, okay, like can't even wait till you get home. You live like 5 minutes down the road, bro.
I was wondering why.
Although I live pretty close to the grocery store, and there's been times where I like buy a case or something, or like a 8-pack of the 12 ounces or 16 ounces. I mean. I had that motherfucker like primed and ready in the coaster as I hit the private lane. Oh, I'm like, I was like, oh, I got a little legend, fucking rebel here, just fucking sipping and driving, you know? Because I can listen to radio or like whatever music I'm listening to or talking to my dad or whoever through the Bluetooth. Crush of beers, and I'm like, oh, I guess I'll cut grass today. And I get inside, I'm like, yeah, fuck that. You know, yeah. I've been wanting to cut grass for 3 weeks. Fucking
one beer.
It don't need it, but there's some high spots, I guess. I just level it out for one more final cut, I guess, until the spring.
Well, all the people that are here listening to us talk, I mean,
I'm Wisconsin.
We're going to come through.
There's probably fucking 10 feet of snow. They probably are listening. They ain't nothing. They've been through all the other podcasts.
We're going to come through some boring stuff here. Our crappy life.
I cut grass sometimes on the weekends.
We went to catch some crappie this past weekend.
What did we catch? A buzz?
Nothing.
Got a little buzz.
Cold.
then we got caught behind a fucking parade on the way back. That sucked. Sitting there.
Yeah.
You go to Matthew's, you're going the wrong way. That's the end of the line. Matthew's, you know? It really is. That's the beauty of this place. It's like...
Oh, it's nothing.
There ain't no, like, drama that happens here. Nothing crazy. Like, people... It's like, you don't drive through this place. It's just, you have to be coming.
No way to drive through this
place. No, like, unless your shit floats, you know? I don't know what the Teslas do nowadays. They probably don't float, but... If it does, then you could come out this way, I suppose, but... You're just making a big ass fucking loop for no goddamn reason. It's nice here, though. I mean, it's chill. It's more like a retirement community, but.
I feel bad if you drive through Matthews, Virginia.
You don't drive through it, though. Like, you have to purposely do it.
If you drive through here and you turn around down at the bottom of New Point and you come back.
That's it.
What is your life like? What is your life like?
This is our vacation. From Richmond.
What are you doing with your life? We need to do better.
Yeah, I promise you, no one other than like people in Richmond are coming here. I mean, I came here and now you know, I moved to the Outer Banks and didn't know what that fucking place was from Indiana. I grew up and born and raised in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Well, New Point.
I met a girl we dated for like 3 months and she's like, I'm moving do you want to come with me? I was like, sure, fuck it. And then brought me along, and I was like, where are you going? Outer Banks. Where the fuck is that? You know, never even heard of it.
Yeah.
They started saying, like, Kitty Hawk or Killed Over the Hills. Like, oh, you know, the Wright Brothers. Okay, now I kind of vaguely remember that shit, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I never really heard of the Outer Banks until, not really. You started saying something about it, but
a lot of people call it Nag's Head or whatever, but
yeah, Nag's
Head. At least around here, they call it Nag's Head, or I guess, like you say, the beach, but you could mean like the beaches around here or Virginia Beach, or that's the beach.
Dude, where I'm from, it's Myrtle Beach. Everybody's going to Myrtle Beach for the summer, dude. It's like, oh, you got money. You know where I'm going for the summer? Got more fucking wood for the winter. Like a man.
What they call this right now is like the winter arc, you know, when people like really fucking lock in to do their thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it really wasn't a lot of fun growing up where I'm at. Just more of staying out of jail and
yeah, I mean that was always top of the list, you know. I always say top of my list because it's always like, oh, it's not going to happen. Oh, well, started like painting, you know, doing graffiti and shit. And yeah, definitely wanted to stay out of jail. But always found a way to get away with it, I guess. Graffiti was fun, you know, did it for years. Painting trains mostly, you know, freight trains. You know, hoppers, boxcars, tankers, you know. Tankers need love too, you know. If anyone picks up on that, you know what I'm saying. But we get hyped. We always had boxcars. This is back in the day, like I say like late 08, 09 is when I got into the freight trains. And that was, for me at least, the hype of it. Because, you know, you get benched, you know, you go bench some freights and you see some trains rolling by, like, all right, like getting hyped on some graffiti coming by. But nowadays, man, I dropped out of for, you know, I say a few years, but I guess several years. And I get hyped on the clean car. I get hyped when I see a car with no graffiti on it.
What the hell?
And it's like, oh, it's like this like rare thing. You're like, oh, I want to get that. You know, now it's just like,
where'd that go?
Versus like benching a line, you're like, oh, I want to get this flick. Now it's like, oh, I want to get that car. Or I guess get a flick of this clean car in the mix of all this bullshit where everybody and their fucking sister has a name now, you know?
Yeah.
And there's some cool pieces out there. I ain't hating that shit, you know? It's probably better than what the fuck I was doing, you know, or even could do now. I still fuck around here and there, but honestly, it don't even fucking matter.
No, there's a lot of clean pieces.
Yeah, put a lot of work in. You should have started like in the early 2000s, like a, you know, itch or ick, I guess. Ichabod, you know, the freight god. You know, I knew dudes that like I was cruising with that they were painting like 04, hitting freights heavy, you know.
Yeah,
and they fizzle out. They do their own thing, the tattoo shop, and you know. I guess that's like most graffiti artists go into tattooing, you know?
It's kind of weird.
I don't know. I just, not most. I mean, I don't even want to say most. Like, it's funny how, like, the walk of life, like, the people do graffiti. It's everybody, dude.
Well, no, it's a good depiction of art, too. Like, if you can paint that stuff from the side of the train, and I bought a little bit of amateur tattoo stuff myself. It's really a good, steady hand.
Well, I mean, I'm definitely into art. You know, I love art. You know, it's one thing to, like, show it and present yourself. Like, I've done art shows, you know. I did the one in town years ago, but it's kind of different. It's, like, dress all nice, you know, show up. Like, hey, I painted this stuff. I was just painting, and the guy's like, hey, do you want to do an art show? Like, I guess I can make a few more pieces dedicated to that.
Yeah.
To that one piece to make it a whole show. And, but the beauty of graffiti is really the only thing to it is to do it. It doesn't matter what you're painting. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine painting something and then people want to talk about it to you. But if you're like, you paint on a freight, you know, And then it goes away.
Who the fuck cares?
But now my shit gets flicked. You know, I see shit on like you know, the old heads here. Flickr.
Flickr.
You know that website? Flickr?
Fuck no, dude.
You don't know
that's
Flickr?
Kind of gay shit, dude.
No, Flickr. No, Flickr is people just post pictures on there, but it's like the old benching site, like well, I think people.
What are they benching, bro?
Well, freight trains, but don't make it gay, bro. I mean, it's sentimental, you know. But
sideways here.
It's not like Instagram now, where like you know anybody could like go paint,
yeah,
you know, a few hundred freights, and then it looks like you're up, but are you up? You know, I like again going back to Ichabod, like you know the lines don't lie. You know, so if you go sit there, like I remember growing up, dude, before I was even really painting freights. Or even before I even touched a freight, see an ick piece go by. I'm like, oh shit. Damn. You got like the little block letters of ICH, dang. And you got like the little skull with the thing.
Oh, dude, I love it. It's always been.
Have you seen it before?
As
if you have, dude, then that's how you know. Everywhere, dude.
As soon
and
as
style.
I come from a train place where I'm at. I've always wanted, I love the tattoos, I love the heavy ink. I love the heavy shading. I love the heavy, like, paint splatter. I love that. It's always been a huge part of my life when it comes to art and stuff like that. Now, to see someone that's done it, I've never been an artist in my life when it comes to paint and things like that. But to come from someone that has done these things is awesome, especially whenever you say that, like, you can not have a specific art form on that thing. Because in my mind, I'm thinking someone can just paint like some trash, and that's their form. You know, it looks like shit. And is that a niche? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. They call it anti-style. It's like if you paint really well, it's like I could do better, but I'm not going to. So yeah, they call it anti-style.
It's trash, bro.
But no, there's a guy. There's a guy that goes by Slutto.
No way.
And okay. He does like. And I remember when I first started seeing his shit. I'm like, and I caught some of his stuff in Richmond, like on some bridges. So yeah. He was there. He's like a traveler, you know. He hops on trains and jumps around. He's on some few podcasts. Oh yeah, he's a cool dude. He's like younger than I thought he was. A lot of these artists I met, like they're younger than I would imagine. Like I met Phone, from the WH crew and shit, MC crew, at an art show, and I like bought one of his pieces. But younger than I thought he would be for some reason because he was painting like the early '90s painting freights, and But even going back to Slutto, I mean, it's like when I first started seeing it, I was like, damn, this is like whack, but like in a good way. And I guess now there's like a whole style called, before I even knew about it, or probably even, you know, Slutto knew about it, but it's called like anti-style. It's like, I can paint well, but I choose not to.
I don't want to cut you off there, but I didn't know whenever I started seeing these things going on, I didn't know that you guys had tags.
Or like one name was everything?
Yeah, I thought that it was just like
paint. Random shit.
I thought it was just random shit.
Like super dope graffiti, you're like, oh, he's just painting something.
Yeah.
He changes every time. No, that's the thing though. Like, you can never get a number on how many graffiti artists there are. I can call them artists, but you know, I'm not gonna consider myself an artist. I just like I put my shit on some shit, you know. It's like, oh, I was here is how I see it. But
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I've changed my name a few times over the years, but people get really dedicated to a name. And yeah, you just put it on his.
Like that one guy Vomit, dude. I was like,
oh, yeah.
What can you paint on the backside?
He got busted, he's like in rehab or some shit. But yeah, Vomit. Yeah, I mean, I'm not when I first started going to restaurant. Maybe when I was.